MP Nick Champion, the Deputy Chair of Australia's Joint Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade, has become the first Australian politician to advocate for the port's return. The Northern Territory Government leased the port to Chinese company Landbridge in a 99-year, $500 million deal 4 years ago. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's no proposal before the government to reclaim the port after he distanced the federal government from the lease. The move comes as Australia hosed down speculation the United States was seeking support from Canberra to put ground-based missiles in Darwin. Mr. Morrison says the US has not requested a missile deployment in northern Australia. I'm Arthur Stevens in Melbourne for Voice of Nigeria.